of Energy, Ruth Nankabirwa, said yesterday that Uganda has sufficient fuel reserves to last nearly 3 months, aiming to calm fears of an immediate supply crisis amid rising fuel costs linked to conflict in the Middle East. Speaking to journalists on the sidelines of the ongoing 11th Oil and Gas Convention at Speke Resort Munyonyo, Nankabirwa affirmed that the country has secured stable and secure supplies of petrol, diesel and jet fuel, with additional shipments already entering the market. She acknowledged isolated reports of stockouts at some filling stations, but attributed them to logistical and operational challenges rather than a national shortage. The Minister of Works and Transport has launched a new guide promoting proper helmet use for motorcycle riders and passengers in an effort to reduce road fatalities. Speaking at the launch in Kampala yesterday, the traffic police spokesperson Michael Kananra emphasized that motorcyclists remain highly vulnerable, noting that while police will persist with enforcement and sensitization, road safety ultimately requires shared responsibility. Kananra noted that wearing a certified motorcycle helmet can reduce the risk of death by up to 37% and prevent 65% of serious head injuries. According to the Uganda Police Annual Crime Report for 2025, around 2,525 of the 5,383 people killed in road crashes were motorcyclists.